Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Today, we head to one of the happiest places anywhere, the school cafeteria. I decided it was time to try my hand in the kitchen, to find out how cafeteria workers manage to serve up massive amounts of food, along with smiles, in school cafeterias every single day. Find out if I made the grade with lunch manager Kathy George at Fox Hollow Elementary School. All right, I'm here with Kathy, the lunch manager at Fox Hollow Elementary. Thanks for letting me come today, Kathy.
You're welcome. Nice to have you.
I'm going to get my apron on so I'm legit. I thought about just turning my sport coat around the other way as an apron, but that might backfire. So the kids are looking at me with a little bit of suspicion, like, who's this new lunch worker? But I'll do my best. I'm fortunate enough to be here on Pretzel and Pizza Day, which would be a magical day for me if I were in elementary school. So let's see what Kathy has me do.
Oh, first you gotta wash your hands. That's the rule.
All right, I'm all scrubbed in. Oh, my hat. Oh, perfect. I'll put this hat on as far as it'll go on my enormous head.
Gotta wear gloves. Serve pizzas or pretzel?
Well, I'd like to serve pretzel because I get to ask them if they want cheese.
Okay. You guys get to be relieved. Who's going to serve pretzels?
What's the size of your staff? Who else do you have involved?
I have eight of us. There's eight ladies.
How long have you been a lunch manager?
I've only been a manager. This is my third year, but I've worked for the school district. This is my 21st year.
All right. I'm trying to keep track of things here. I tried the cheese with the right hand. I forgot to ask her if she wanted cheese. I think she wants cheese. Would you like cheese? No cheese. All right. I like your shirt, by the way. Stranger Things. I keep feeling the sense of accomplishment when you get through one group of kids, and then there's always another group of kids waiting.
Always is. Always. Sometimes it's out the door.
Okay. I'm doing the cheese left-handed now. I'm going to reach.
Okay. Pretzels over here?
No, that's okay. That's adds extra challenge. Would you like some cheese? All right. I am spilling this cheese all over the place. I'm really trying, but I'm kind of feeling the pressure. Do you have any tips for how I can do a better job?
I usually have them pull their tray in a little closer, and then you can put it on. There you go. See?
Tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
I'm already getting better now. Thank you.
Pull your tray in, sweetheart. There you go. Oh, here's some more pretzels.
I just emptied a tray. I did my first tray of pretzels. It feels like an accomplishment. I don't always feel this sense of accomplishment in the day, but I cleared a tray of pretzels. The kids waiting in line are not impressed. They're just wanting their pretzel as fast as possible. Would you like some cheese?
Yes, please.
All right, here comes the cheese. She's smiling. She's giving me a chance.
You can remind them that there's beans over here, too.
Oh, we got chili over here. We got red hot chili over here to go.
Chili beans, baked beans.
Whatever, here we go. It's brown. All right. You know what? I forgot the tip you just gave me to move that tray in.
There you go.
Would you like some cheese? All right, there you go. These are very polite cheese eaters. Would you like some cheese?
Let's put that on so it doesn't fall off, bud.
See, I didn't even put that pretzel on the tray. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thanks for your patience. He was very nice, even though I kind of untied his pretzel and it ended up halfway off. Wow.
You like beans, sweetheart?
Okay. This is fast-paced action. Would you like some cheese? Cheese on the bottom of my their. I'm afraid a lot of kids got cheese on the bottom of their tray because of my splash zone here, but let's see if I can remedy that a little bit. All right, fresh start, new tray, new line of kids.
Yep.
Thanks for the help. All right, would you like cheese? Pull your tray forward, please. Let's pull it right to the edge there. There you go. I have reduced the splash zone significantly. The cheese is flowing like butter. I'm telling you, it feels like this should be an easy serve day, but it's not for me. This is a lot to think about all at the same time. I am proud that I am no longer stringing cheese all the way across the counter. Do you see improvement, Kathy?
You have improved tremendously.
All right, thank you.
You're doing awesome. You got rid of all our beans. We never get rid of all our beans.
Good, I've been pushing the beans.
So we're 365 pizza today.
Wow, 365 pizza. So I'm kind of the underdog serving pretzels.
You are today, yeah.
Pretzels probably fare better against pizza than some other. What's the most popular dish besides pizza?
Orange chicken.
Oh, the orange chicken sounds really good.
Yeah.
How frequently do you do orange chicken?
About once a month.
Okay. Well, that's it's a rare treat.
I usually do about 500 orange chicken.
Wow, 500 orange chicken. And what else, what do you put in competition with orange chicken then?
Sometimes Sloppy Joe's, but that's not a big hit.
I like Sloppy Joe's.
80 is always served.
The more we talk about this, the more I think I need to stop by for lunch.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I've got kids waiting.
Anytime.
All right. Yep. Grab some beans. Those are limited edition beans. Don't pass them up. Feeling the sense of accomplishment when you get through one group of kids, and then there's always another group of kids waiting.
Always is. Always. Sometimes it's out the door.
Okay, so honestly, that felt really fast-moving to me. Some school districts prepare food at a common site and then deliver that, but that's not true for Jordan District.
We make everything right here.
And a lot of it's from scratch.
We make homemade muffins, chocolate muffins, banana muffins. We make homemade cinnamon rolls. We make scrambled eggs, homemade scrambled eggs.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
We have a toaster, we make toast.
And what about for lunch? What are the lunch options that you make from scratch?
Lunch options, we make homemade lasagna, homemade spaghetti, homemade sloppy joes, homemade tacos. We make our own bread, our own cakes, cookies.
It's a huge operation. What is the most difficult part of your job?
The guessing, projecting how much I'm going to, because we have to do our orders like a week in advance from when we serve it. So I have to just guess how much pizza we're going to do, how much pretzel we're going to do. And sometimes I didn't guess right.
Well, yeah, the class sends down the count at the beginning of the day, but that doesn't help when you have to order a week in advance.
No, it does not. So I have to just guess. Like, for instance, the other day we did chicken teriyaki, and I only projected 250, and it was actually 300.
Oh, wow.
So then you have to find a third choice.
After the fast-paced food service, it was time to clean up. I was assigned dishwashing duty. It looks kind of like a car wash. Oh, it sounds like one, too. Whoa, I better let go. It's going to drag me in.
So just put it like that in the dishwasher and the sink and just spray her off.
All right. There we go. A blend between a car wash and feeding your luggage into the x-ray machine at the airport.
I wish I had one of these at my house. Make doing dishes a lot easier. I'm going to hire him. I think I'm going home today. I think I can go home. I think they're in good hands here.
How many kids do you serve a day?
Probably about 3,000 kids lunches a week.
3,000?
400 for breakfast. It's hard for me to go home now and just make dinner for three of us because I'm thinking we need 40 pounds of hamburger.
While I finish making a bit of a mess in the kitchen at Fox Hollow, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some fun talking with students about school lunch.
If you're always looking for opportunities to learn something new, why not join us for the next Jordan Parent University? Jordan Parent University is an opportunity for parents to better understand issues that impact their own students and education. It's an evening class designed to help parents with things like planning for the road beyond high school, better understanding students' social and emotional health and wellness, and knowing who to call when there are issues involving a school or a student. Jordan Parent University is free and open to the public. For a list of upcoming classes, times, and locations, go to jpu.jordandistrict.org. See you there.
Tell me your name again.
Sarai.
And what grade are you in?
Third grade.
And do you like school lunch?
Yes.
What do you like about school lunch?
I like how it tastes.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
You guys all have school lunch here, I see.
Yeah.
Egg, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken. I heard the orange chicken is good. What else do you guys like?
hamburger, or no, the curly fries.
The curly fries. Do they come with the hamburger?
Yes.
How are you? What's your name?
Michaela, and I'm good.
Michaela, what grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
What do you like about the lunch in the cafeteria?
It has carrots.
You like carrots?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's good for you. What's your favorite dish?
Barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
Okay, I didn't know they did that. Barbecue, that sounds good. All right. What's your name?
Sabrina.
What grade are you in, Sabrina?
Sixth.
And do you like the school lunch?
Yeah.
What's your favorite dish?
Traveling tacos.
What's the traveling taco?
So it usually has, like, Doritos, and then it has, like, beans and, like, chili and cheese.
I've seen people walking around with those. I did not know what they were called. Those sound fantastic. I've seen them made with Fritos, too.
Yeah, they used to do Fritos.
Now they do Doritos. That's awesome. What's your favorite dish? The traveling taco. What else do you like?
I like the quesadillas.
Quesadillas are good, too. Okay. Thanks for talking. Tell me your name.
Kira.
What grade are you in?
I'm in six.
And do you like lunch?
I feel like the school should give more choices, but...
You like the choices that are here?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What's your favorite?
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken. I'm hearing a lot of orange chicken.
Yeah, it's because of, like, the sauce. It makes it spicy, and then it kind of gives, like, a tang on your tongue. It's really cool.
Ooh, that does sound beautiful. Hi, Sean. What do you like about school lunch?
I like a lot of the food, especially the mashed potatoes and the chicken dinner.
The mashed potatoes and chicken dinner, that sounds fantastic. How often do they have it?
They have it a lot on Fridays. But next 8 days, they're actually going to do the big Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only choice that they have is the chicken dinner.
Oh, so when they do the chicken dinner, that's big enough that that's all they do.
Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving. It's like kind of like Thanksgiving dinner.
That sounds like something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So what is it? It's chicken, mashed potatoes?
So it's chicken, mashed potatoes. They usually have like a roll, and they usually have a slice of pumpkin pie, usually.
Oh, wow, pumpkin pie at the end. I never had pumpkin pie with my school lunch. That's awesome. Well, great. Thanks for talking with me, Sean.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to the Supercast. We invite you to subscribe using Apple, Google, or your favorite podcasting app. There's a new episode of the Supercast available every Thursday. I'm Anthony Godfrey. We appreciate your tuning in. And remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.